Thank you. How you doing? I have this whole riff about health food, and I don't know if this is the place to give that speech. It's a pleasure to speed date with you here today. Really appreciate it. If you want a second date, you can go to timryanforamerica.com. Let me know. I'm here with my wife, Andrea, and our five-year-old son, Brady. So if you give them a welcome. Wave, everybody. Say wave. All right. He's like, when we going to the bumper cars? I told him about the deep-fried Oreos, too, so he's all pumped up and ready to go. But I appreciate you being here. I really appreciate the opportunity to have 15 or 20 minutes to speak with you about how I feel this country needs to be, the direction I think we need to go. I believe that we need to move from a conversation about reforming our systems that are all broken in the United States to transforming them into new systems. I think we've got to move from the conversation about left or right, and we've got to have a conversation in the United States about new and better. The whole conversation now, I don't know how that goes with you, but it's like, oh, where are you at? You left, you center left, you right. Where are you on the political spectrum? When the entire world, the economy, education, research, healthcare, has blown through the traditional left-right divide. And I believe that the next Democratic nominee has got to be somebody who talks about new and better. You look at the broken economic system that we have, where 75% of the American people are still living paycheck to paycheck. We have huge concentrations of wealth. We have the bottom 60% has not seen a raise since 1980. When the cost of everything else has gone up. You look at the healthcare system is broken. We spend 2.5 times as much on healthcare as every other industrialized country, and we get the worst results. You look at the environment and the fact that we kill 220,000 metric tons of fish at the mouth of the Gulf of Mexico every single year in the United States, plus the climate issues, plus the algae blooms in the Great Lakes, algae blooms in the Lake Okeechobee in Florida, and in lakes all over. Our water quality is down. We have lead pipes that are poisoning our kids. We have an agriculture system that's a monopoly and that clearly is destroying our soil and our environment. You look at a criminal justice system that is broken, it is racist at its core, and it needs reformed. Immigration system, broken, clearly needs reformed, where only undocumented workers get busted, but the very employer that tries to hire these people gets off scot-free. So I want to have a conversation with you that'll be slightly longer than the conversation I was able to have with you during the debates. Talk about speed dating. What's your healthcare policy? 15 seconds. So I want to have a little more in-depth conversation with you because I'm releasing proposals and sharing ideas. I want to first talk about my proposal around the economy. I believe that we need to have an industrial policy in the United States of America where our government, our research, and our private sector are all pushing in the same direction, like Germany does, like China does. And so one of the first positions I'm going to create is a chief manufacturing officer that will report directly to me. And we will put together strategies on how to dominate industries. Let me give you a few examples. The electric vehicle industry. Somewhere in the world, we are going to make the world 10 million electric vehicles in the next 10 years. I want half of those built by American workers in the United States of America. My chief manufacturing officer will sit down with the Department of Energy, the Department of Transportation, venture capital, private sector, investors, and we will sit down with maybe the big three, maybe emerging automakers, new companies, and we will sit down and we will figure out how do we dominate the electric vehicle market? How do we make 5 million of these vehicles? And how do we drive that investment into the communities like the ones I represent in Ohio? Old steel, old auto, old coal, old textile, rural areas that used to have a manufacturing base that would help fund local schools. How do we drive this industry that's growing into these communities of color, for example, that have been left behind? I will drive that for you, and we are going to start building things in the United States of America again. I can promise you that. Right now, who dominates that industry? China does. They dominate 50 to 60% of the electric vehicle market. We'll do the same thing around solar. We'll do the same thing around wind turbines and all the component parts. We'll do the same thing around 5G. We'll do the same thing around artificial intelligence. We'll do the same thing around additive manufacturing and 3D printing. These industries are growing at 25 or 30% a year. We need a strategy in the United States on how we're going to dominate these industries. And it needs to come from the President of the United States. And I'm telling you, we are going to get this done. We are going to build things again in the United States. Climate change is obviously a huge issue. So now, a Democratic nominee, Tim Ryan, is going to go to places in Iowa, in Wisconsin, in Michigan, in Ohio, in Pennsylvania, in Mississippi, in South Carolina, in these old textile communities, and say, you know how we reverse climate change? You get a really good paying job that pays $30, $40, or $50 an hour building electric vehicles. Now you begin to bring in the entire country around an agenda that both reverses climate change and lifts up the middle class. That's how we move forward with the climate agenda. We start building our way to a renewable economy. I want to talk about healthcare. I'm for a public option. I think we bring Medicare down to 50. We will cover 60 million people in the United States. And Kaiser Permanente says that those 60 million people who are 50 to 64 will see a 40% reduction in their healthcare costs. 40%. I know it may not be a revolution, but I think that's a pretty significant step in the right direction. I would also allow small businesses to be able to buy into the Medicare program. These small businesses are getting killed with healthcare costs. They should be able to get into that program and have some stability so they could reinvest back into wages and healthcare and capital investments for their small business. And we should have anybody who wants to buy in should be able to buy into the program if they can't afford good quality health insurance. But I don't believe we should go about the business of taking people's private health insurance away. I think that's a dangerous proposal for us to have. But here's the different conversation I want to have. 75% of our healthcare costs in the United States come from chronic diseases that are largely preventable. So the next transformation of the healthcare system has got to be about how do we build a system that reverses chronic diseases that are costing us $3.5 trillion a year. Now think about that. $3.5 trillion a year of our healthcare costs, direct and indirect, come from chronic diseases that are preventable. Type 2 diabetes, for example. Half of the adult population has either diabetes or pre-diabetes. A diabetic costs us about $14,000 a year. With interventions like food as medicine and other support, we are literally reversing type 2 diabetes across the board in the United States. Why wouldn't we want our healthcare system to have a strategy where we have doctors benefit and have patients get rebates and refunds for getting and staying healthy? Where you get paid for getting and staying healthy and bring that cost curve down. We have $1 trillion a year deficits coming, $22 trillion debt, and $1 trillion a year annual deficits as far as the eye could see. And when you look at your healthcare expenditures and three quarters of them are $3.5 trillion, that's where the money is. Let's go after that. And so my healthcare reform will have a huge public health initiative where we drive those costs down so we have money to invest into college and K through 12 and all the rest. We can take care of people who can't reverse the chronic diseases that they may have. That's a transformational healthcare system, and that's the one that I'm gonna push. The other, I released an education proposal the other day. We have got to transform our education system K through 12. The conversation has got to shift from how do we get test scores up to how do we take care of our kids? How do we take care of our kids? And so my proposal, one, takes care of the teachers, and we help them with tax credits and loan forgiveness and all the rest, which is a complete suck up to my wife, who's a first grade school teacher, okay? I'm not stupid. I go all around the country, and my wife says, how'd it go? I said, I was talking about you today, baby. So we want to help our teachers, but my proposal is to put a mental health counselor in every single school in the United States that needs one. I want a trauma-informed curriculum for every school. I want them to have social and emotional learning. We have so many kids that come to our schools that are traumatized. We've learned more about the brain in the last 20 years than we have in the previous 200. And so I want this initiative to help this kid get their brain out of fight or flight mode so that they can access their prefrontal cortex in the front of their head, their executive functions, where their working memory is, their decision-making is. It's up here. And when the brain is in fight or flight, you literally can't access your working memory. No wonder you can't learn. So let's build an education system that gets these kids out of trauma and gets them into a healthy environment so that they can begin to learn again. And what you've seen with robust social and emotional learning programs across the United States is an 11 percentile point increase in test scores. Closes the achievement gap. 10% increase in good behavior, 10% decrease in antisocial behavior. 20% swing in the mood of the schools. And this isn't left or right. This is new and better. This is supported by both the Brookings Institution, left-leaning think tank, and American Enterprise Institute, right-leaning think tank. We can move forward with this agenda. Manufacturing, let's move forward with manufacturing, supported by 80% of the American people. Get out of this, left or right. Polarization, let's move forward. America, new and better. And I wanna lead this charge around these issues. I wanna have a conversation around agriculture. I wanna transform the agricultural system. You know better than anybody in the United States, and we know it in Ohio, what's happening to rural America. Losing hospitals, losing manufacturing, the downtowns have fallen apart. I have an agenda where we're gonna reinvest in small and mid-sized towns, renovate that theater, build that river walk, build that bike trail, start building community again back in our downtowns, and I've done this in Youngstown and Akron and Warren, Ohio, small little towns, because you need that community and get affordable housing down there in the downtowns. But I want us to move from this monopolistic industrial agriculture system that we have today, and I want us to slowly move to sustainable and regenerative agriculture here in the United States of America. The only farmers in America today really making money are the ones who are doing regenerative agriculture. And this is when you do no-till farming, you do cover crops, and you dramatically reduce your inputs of pesticides and fertilizer. And the soil begins to become more porous. And for every 1% of organic matter you increase the soil, that acre of land can hold 27,000 more gallons of water. We've destroyed the soil in the United States of America. So when the rains come, they take the fertilizer into the rivers, and they go down the river to the mouth of the Mississippi and kill 220,000 metric tons of fish every year. And we get algae blooms. And the farmers aren't making any money. It's been 5 years. I want the Democratic Party to be able to go into rural America and say, we have an agenda to move to regenerative agriculture so that you can start making money again. And I will tell the farmers of the United States, you will make a hell of a lot more money off of a President Tim Ryan than you've ever made off of President Donald Trump. We are going to have an active rural program. And I know in Ohio, in the last governor's race, the Democrats didn't do well in rural Iowa. The last gubernatorial race in Ohio, we didn't do well in rural America. We've got to show up, tell people we have an agenda for them in rural America. Those small and mid-sized towns, they matter. That's America. They call us flyover states, right? We're not flyover states. We're American states. And we want investments and strategies and not a bunch of platitudes. I want the government to be on our side again. And this is the big deal I want to just stress with all of you. I'm 46 years old. We've got three kids, Mason's 16, Bella's 15, Brady's 5. My entire adult life, we've been having culture wars. You know, it was Jack Kennedy, and then Martin Luther King, and then Bobby, and then Vietnam, and it's just taken off since then. And now it's gotten so bad where we literally have the President of the United States saying, send them back, right? America, love it or leave it. That was the same signs that used to be up during the Vietnam War. You may not know who I am. I'm Tim Ryan. I'm from Northeast Ohio. I'm an old football player. I'm an old quarterback, real old. See me walk in the morning. Shoulder, knee, back, bad. It's a bad sight. My wife watches me walk to go get coffee, and she said, did anybody block for you when you were the quarterback? But I play offense. And I want the Democratic Party to play offense with new ideas and stop sitting back and letting us be defined by the right-wing echo chamber. I want us to define the future of this country. And I want to do it with these new ideas. I want to do it with these new ideas. Because when I talk about social and emotional learning, I talk about regenerative agriculture, when I talk about reforming our economy around new ways of manufacturing, not everybody knows what I'm talking about. And so they pause and they listen. And I tell them, I don't want this left-right divide anymore. I'm fed up to hear. I don't want any more culture wars. I'm fed up to hear. I'm worried about school shootings. I'm worried that this has gotten so bad that our kids in public schools across the United States are afraid to go to school in the next week or two. That is unacceptable to me. And that should be unacceptable to every good-hearted American. And that means we've got to get these weapons of war off the streets of the United States of America. We've got to have a background check. We've got to have an immigration system in the United States that where we can both, common sense, it's not left or right. You got to either be for border security or be for comprehensive immigration reform. Wait a minute. No, I don't. Don't put me in that box. I'm for border security. I want to know who's coming into the country. I want to know, and I want us to stop them if they're trying to. But I also am the descendant of immigrants. This has been the secret sauce in the United States for a long time. So we want comprehensive immigration reform in the United States. Bring people out of the shadows here in this country. Build our economy. So I will just say this. I'm in a fighting mood. I'm Irish. You know the old Irish saying, don't you? Is this a private fight or can anyone get into it? I'm ready to fight. I believe I have a transformational agenda. It is not going to be easy for us. I'm not saying I got a magic wand. There's no superstar. There's no savior. It's you and it's me. And it's your family and it's my family. Let's not reform these broken systems. Let's transform these systems. And I will just leave you with this, that Bobby Kennedy used to say at the end of his brief campaign. I do not promise you ease. I do not promise you comfort. But I will promise you these. I'll promise you weariness. I'll promise you hardship. and I'll promise you sacrifice. I'll promise you weariness. I'll promise you hardship. I'll promise you sacrifice. And with these, I will promise you victory. Thank you so much. God bless you, Iowa.